Hello and welcome. You're listening to The Influence of Time, hosted by me, Mitchell Hissa. You may have noticed that The Influence of Time has been broadcasted in quite a while. So, before we go into our quite short episode, I suppose it's worth a bit of information. I, being a co-op student at WCI, co-oping here at Radio Laurier, have been absent as my boss, former boss, Jack Froelich, is no longer employed with us due to the ending of his contract. As such, I had to be working from home and could not record. But with all that said and done, let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is about the rock music duo Ninja Sex Party, or, as we'll be referring to them, NSP. Consisting of Daniel Avedon on vocals and Brian Wecht on piano, NSP has served 15 years of excellency through their music. And today, we're going to learn about their highs, their lows, and where they are today. Early in Danny's music career, he sang with bands such as The Northern Hughes and Sky Hill. After cutting ties with both groups, Dan conceptualized the band that would eventually become NSP. In desperate need of a bandmate, Danny became introduced to Brian Wecht through a mutual friend. At the time, Brian was a musical director for a comedy troupe founded in New York. In late February to early March of 2009, the band was finally formed, consisting of just the two of them. This is also when they donned their stage names, Danny going by Danny Sexbang and Brian donning Ninja Brian. The band was formed on the inspiration of comedy bands such as The Lonely Island and Flight of the Conchords. The band was created with the story of, quote, a Jewish superhero who wears a unitard with his best friend who's a ninja, and together they sing about dicks and try to hit unsuccessfully on women. However, originally, the band was supposed to be a sitcom similar to Flight of the Conchords. The band began playing together throughout the summer of 2009, appearing at various film festivals like SXSW, DragonCon, and LACS. They were awarded the, quote, Trophy of Awesomeness on Vimeo. After this, they went on to win Best Comedy Video Short and Best Comedy Song in Improvisation News 2010 INNY Awards. All these early videos were shot, directed, and edited by Jim Turner, who was the only one who was paid for work, the rest being friends and family who helped for free. On August 17th, 2011, NSP released their debut album, NSFW, or Not Safe for Women. The album consisted of a total of 15 tracks, including Introduction.
Close your eyes and picture yourself on a tropical beach. Far away, across the delicate sand dunes, you see a jet black stallion galloping at full speed. On top of that stallion is me, Danny Sexbang. I am shirtless, and the wind is blowing through my luxurious jufro. Don't I look amazing?
The Decision.
You're probably thinking to yourself, Ninja Sex Party, you're awesome. We know, but thank you anyway.
No Reason Boner.
This song is about a problem that I have. Frequently.
And Outroduction.
Well, that's the end of our album. You can open your eyes now. Wasn't I fantastic? Ninja Brian, you did a pretty okay job too.
The album reached a peak of 55 on the US Billboard 200, number 1 on the US comedy albums, number 5 on US independent albums, and number 21 on the US top album sales. Following the success of their debut album, NSP began embarking on their next musical masterpiece, and after around 2 years, NSP released their second album, Strawberries and Cream, in April of 2013. This 13-track long album consists of tracks such as Intro, Strawberries.
Now, it's to tell you something much more important. We are Ninja Sex Party, and this is our second album, Strawberries and Cream. 3, 2, 1, go!
Unicorn Wizard.
Sometimes I wish I was even more awesome than I already am.
Let's get this terrible party started.
Once every 100,000 years, the most epic party in the universe will be thrown by Ninja Sex Party, as it was foretold in the scrolls. So take that pudding, pour it on your chest, and let it melt down to your genitals. It's go time.
And outro, Cream.
Well, that's it. Hold on a moment while I start having sex again. Yeah, that's nice.
The album once again miraculously reached the same chart standings as its predecessor. 55 on the US Billboard 200, number 1 on the US Top Comedy Albums, number 5 on the US Independent Albums, and number 21 on the US Top Album Sales. In July of 2013, NSP teased their third album with the release of their single, Party for Three.
Girl, I'm gonna take you on a date tonight. So put on your sexy dress and meet me in my chambers by the firelight. This night is gonna be the best of your life.
Which was met by outstanding reviews and featured Danny's soon-to-be longtime YouTube partner, Ego Raptor, also known as Aaron Hansen. After being introduced to NSP by fellow YouTube animator Ross O'Donovan, Aaron Hansen asked Danny if he would join him in being his new co-host for the now infamous YouTube channel, Game Grumps. Then, in September of 2013, Danny and Brian were asked to compose a song for the upcoming Mondo Media animated film, Dick Figures the Movie. They happily accepted and produced Dick Figures the Movie, the song. Unfortunately, due to the contents of the song, we are unable to supply an example. So enjoy this. Then, to cap off 2013, Daniel Avedon, Brian Wecht, and Aaron Hansen created the musical trio and, quote, spiritual cousin of NSP, Starbomb. And while Starbomb and NSP share similar values, identical members, and similar writing, producing, and playing styles for their genre and music as a whole, we'll be saving Starbomb for another episode due to Starbomb's interconnectivity between touring, songs, and videos. After yet another two-year hiatus, NSP came back better than ever on July 17th of 2015 with their third album, Attitude City. This album consisted of yet again 13 tracks, consisting of songs such as Intro, Attitude.
Why, hello there. My name is Danny Sexbang, and welcome to Ninja Sex Party's third album, Attitude City. I've been informed by scientists that this album's loin excitement ratio, or LER, is off the charts, meaning that you're probably going to want to...
Road Trip.
I met a girl a few weeks ago. She's so smart and beautiful. When she's around, I feel my heartbeat down in the very depths of my soul. Come on.
Dragon Slayer. And outro, City.
Well, that was the last song from Attitude City. We hope you followed our blueprint closely and would like to personally apologize to your socks in the event that they were rocked off too hard during coitus.
The album, for the third time in a row, reached the same chart standings of 55 on the US Billboard 200, number 1 on the US Top Comedy Albums, number 5 on the US Independent Albums, and number 21 on the US Top Album Sales. Not only that, but NSP, in collaboration with Canadian rock band TWRP, released two singles. They released The Hit. And Baby NYC. These tracks led to TWRP not only opening for NSP since, but they've also become a permanent member of their live and studio releases as their backing band. On February 23rd of 2016, after Danny ventured off on a musical side project, NSP released a cover of A-ha's famous song, Take On Me.
Take on me. Take on me.
Then a week later, they followed this up with their cover of Tears for Fears, Everybody Wants to Rule the World. Three days after the release of this cover, on March 4th, 2016, NSP released their fourth album and their first of their cover trilogy, Under the Covers. Under the Covers is a 12-track album consisting solely of covers. These covers include Your Love, Jump, I get up, and nothing gets me down. You got it tough. I've seen the toughest around. And I know The Last Unicorn. And Madrigal. This album reached 73 on Canadian albums, 82 on Australian albums, 150 on UK albums, 17 on US Billboard 200, number 2 on US Independent Albums, number 3 on US Rock Albums, number 9 on US Top Album Sales, and number 14 on US Digital Albums. Then after about a year, on the 27th of October 2017, the band released the spiritual successor to Under the Covers, Under the Covers Volume 2. This album was once again a 12-track album, with covers like Africa, Pour Some Sugar on Me, You Spin Me Right Round Like a Record, I get to know you. And I Wish. The album ranked 89 in Canadian records, number 19 on the US Billboard 200, number 1 on the US Independent Albums, number 2 on the US Rock Albums, number 4 on the US Top Album Sales, and number 15 on US Digital Albums. In celebration of their new album, NSP started their brand new tour, the Tour de Force, after which, in June 2018, NSP released their single and teaser for their new album, Danny Don't You Know. Everybody knows the best, bananas will be right. music video for Danny Don't You Know also contained actor Finn Wolfhard, a friend and guest star on Game Grumps around a year prior in January. Finally, on August 17th of 2018, Cool Patrol was finally released. Cool Patrol was NSP's first return to comedy music and original songs since the success of their two Under the Cover albums. The 15-track album consisted of songs such as Intro, Cool.
Buongiorno.
That's hello in Spanish. My name is Danny Sexbang, and I'd like to welcome you to Ninja Sex Party's sixth album, Cool Patrol. Can you believe it's been six albums already? Why, it seems like only yesterday that I single-handedly started this two-person band all by myself.
First date.
Hey, pretty lady, you're looking real fine. This is our first date. I'm not like other guys. I can tell that you have played it safe your whole life. So let's get naughty and break a couple rules tonight. Speaking of moving, no one will ever know.
Eating food in the shower. And outro, Patrol.
Fancy meeting you here. Looks like you listened all the way to the end of the album. Kudos. We hope you enjoyed yourself, and that it was a musical adventure that touched your heart, your mind, your butt, your soul, your butt again, and of course, your spoodle.
The album reached 21 on the US Billboard 200, number 1 on US Independent Albums, number 1 on US Top Comedy Albums, and number 2 on US Top Rock Albums. Also in August of 2018, Danny and Brian were asked to host a Reddit AMA. During this AMA, Danny confirmed that their next album would not only be Under the Covers Volume 3, but that it would contain songs like Don't Fear the Reaper, Sledgehammer, Glory of Love, and Down Under. They also followed this up by confirming they wanted to cover bands like Rush, Def Leppard, The Bee Gees, and Michael Jackson. On September 17th of 2018, NSP played their first live television debut on Late Night Talk Show with Conan O'Brien. They played their, quote, favorite ever song, Danny Don't You Know. However, playing a censored version with Heck or Hell covering the F words. This specific version of Danny Don't You Know was eventually released on Spotify as the song Danny Don't You Know, Cool as Heck version. Then, on August 1st of 2019, the German YouTuber, musician, and now actor, Flu LeBorg, released the song Self Care Sunday, featuring NSP.
Phantom booty in my bed, what was all the pounding in my head? Missed all of my good friend Drake's texts.
Yo, Flu, you up? Let's ball!
Put my phone on the airplane mode, time to go to Flu La's little me.
After this special guest feature, NSP finally released their third album in their most infamous trilogy, Under the Covers, Volume 3. The 13-track album contains songs like We Built This City,
We Built This City, We Built This City on Rock and Roll, Built This City, We Built This City on Rock and Roll.
Closer to the Heart.
And the men who hold high places must be the ones who start to mold a new reality closer to the heart. Closer to the heart.
When You Were Mine.
I give you all of my money time after time. You done.
And Safety Dance.
We can dance if you want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance. And if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. Say we can go where we want to.
The album reached 12th on Australian digital albums and number 42 on the US Billboard 200. On the 25th of November, 2019, the band broke their record for the longest song by releasing an almost 12-minute song dubbed The Mystic Crystal. This was followed up by the release of The Decision, Part 2, 10 years later.
You're probably thinking to yourself, it's been 10 years, so where and how is Ninja Sex Party now? Well, we're still freaking awesome and we're back at your house!
This song was created not only as a celebration of NSP's 10-year anniversary, but as a sequel to their second-ever song, The Decision. Then, in the early beginnings of lockdown, NSP released the song, I Don't Know What We're Talking About.
I'm pretty sure you're telling me about your new job. I'm not absorbing anything.
Smile and nod.
I'm thinking about ladders. If I tell you, is that hard? Is it my turn to talk? You're looking at me.
Oh, God.
Focus, focus. Penguin in a costume. How many Draculas are hiding in this room? Marlon Brando was so very handsome in his prime. I'd make an awesome cop if I could stop.
Which was received with very high praise. This song, alongside The Decision Part 2 10 years later, both teased at a new upcoming NSP album. And finally, in September of 2020, The Prophecy was released. The 12-track song list included songs such as Intro, The...
Well met, young adventurer. Congratulations for listening to Ninja Sex Party's 8th album, The Prophecy. The ancient scrolls foretold of the day when a very attractive and extremely talented lover would record the greatest album of all time with a much, much, much older gentleman in a mask.
It's bedtime.
It's bedtime, it's bedtime. Look at an army of demons rocking to sleep. It's bedtime, fucking bedtime. Half sweet dreams.
Thunder and lightning.
Please infuse my nuts with the power of a thousand suns.
Forget your ego.
Let there be thunder and lightning. Acorn shot from the tree of life. Thunder and lightning. High voltage nerves lighting up the night. Mighty balls gifted from Odin's house. Thunder and lightning.
Suck 'em.
And outro, Prophecy.
Congratulations, Traveler! You have successfully completed our 5th original album, The Prophecy! Huzzah!
Then, after quite a bit of silence from NSP, they released their album, Level Up, on October 22nd of 2021. Level Up was a quite different album compared to the rest, as it was a collection of remixes and remasters of songs from NSFW, Strawberries and Cream, and Attitude City. Despite this, Level Up still premiered at number 1 on the Billboard Comedy Albums. On February 17th of 2023, NSP released I Own a Car.
Oh, sorry to interrupt your beach party, everyone. Just thought I'd stop by with my car.
Alongside an announcement of their new album, These Nuts. After the release of two more tracks, Let's Save the Earth,
Is your mom free tonight? The stars are
and Galaxy Hamster.
Deep in the suburbs of New Jersey, in the basement of the Sex Bang House. You are the hero with the heart of a god. You're barely the size of a mouse. You can see the nightly...
NSP finally released These Nuts on March 8th of 2024. The 15-track album consisted of songs like Intro, Death Metal, Nut Heat, and Outro. Then, on May 28th of 2024, NSP posted their social medias, quote, "You are cordially invited to NSP's 15-year anniversary, a digital concert experience." The tickets were sold to their free and paid Patreon members, with additional bonus tickets to their Q&A sessions after, alongside a signed CD and LP of their Masterstrokes album, another remastered album similar to Level Up. And with that, we've explored everything NSP has to offer, at least so far. If you've enjoyed this long-delayed episode, then tune in next week to see what mysterious band we delve into next. Thank you for tuning in. I hope to see you next time. In the meantime, clock's ticking. Never forget. Good night.